This is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. The British Columbia Federation of Students is sounding the alarm on increasing program cuts, reduced services, and longer waitlists going into the new school year. The BC Federation of Students, or BCFS, is a coalition of 14 post-secondary student unions throughout the province that advocate for more accessible and affordable post-secondary education. With the new school year now underway, the organization has started a campaign called Cuts Suck, which calls on the provincial government of BC to restore the public funding of post-secondary institutions to at least 75% of operating budgets, which would return this percentage to what it was before the year 2000. To learn more about this campaign, as well as the specifics of the program cuts and reduced services that the BCFS is advocating against, we sat down for a talk with Debbie Herrera-Lira, the organization's lead chairperson. During our conversation, we discussed how students can get involved with the campaign, the detrimental effects of post-secondary budget cuts, and why provincial funding for post-secondary institutions has decreased throughout the years.
20 years ago, the provincial government used to provide funding to the post-secondary sector. They used to provide 70% of funding. Now, 20 years after, it's less than 30%. Years ago, they discovered that by inviting more international students into the country, they can actually rely on international student fees to pay for our education, while at the same time divesting in post-secondary education. So when the provincial government provided less money over the past 20 years, they were charging international students double, sometimes even triple, to study in Canada, and relied on their tuition fees to pay for everyone's education, and for, you know, all institutions across British Columbia that did it. We have always told the provincial government that the funding model is unstable, that this is relying on international student fees was unstable. And we always knew, we were always seeing that the provincial government was divesting in our education. So we always knew that this was an issue and this was happening. We've been calling on the provincial government to do something for years. But now in 2025, when the IRCC introduced new restrictions for international students and international student visas were being restricted, and there's less international students now, then their funding is, of course, like, is no longer being used for institutions, or not as much as it used to, which means that we're really seeing the effects of lack of funding from the provincial government, because that is still there and that is still the root cause. So that is the reason why everywhere and different institutions and colleges and universities are experiencing similar things, and which is why it's harder for students to continue their education.
Debbie Herrera-Lira then went on to describe some of the issues that students are facing in post-secondary institutions as a result of this lack of funding.
But what we're seeing across the province is that because of a lack of provincial funding from the provincial government to the post-secondary sector, institutions across British Columbia are having to make program cuts, course cuts, even lay off faculty, and that is deeply impacting students' education and campus life. We are hearing from students that, from some students that have had to transfer to different institutions because their program was cut. I know a student that I just recently met had to transfer three different times to three different institutions. Courses are being cut, which means that they are delaying their graduation by semesters and sometimes even years. And because of budget cuts on campus or layoff of staff and faculty services, important services like the library or even counseling services on campus are less accessible than they used to be. So that's, again, impacting students on campus.
Lastly, we asked Debbie Herrera-Lira how students can get involved with this campaign, as well as just advocating in general for increased budgeting for their post-secondary institutions. This is what they had to say.
We have a couple of actions that students can take across the province to help help us in advocating for more funding. We have 14 member locals, and at those 14 institutions, we are currently gathering postcards from students, taking their photo, and we're going to actually mail them out next week. We're trying to get as many as possible, hoping to mail hundreds, if not hopefully thousands, that the Minister of Education will have to open each one, record each one, and stare in the faces of students that are currently experiencing those cuts. So to any students out there, if they see that on campus and they see the student union talking about that, we'd love to get your postcard and make sure to send it so that we're stronger together, where we have the more numbers possible, the more chances we have of being heard. But also, if anyone goes to our website, cutsuck.ca, we have an email tool list with a pre-written email that students can just enter their information, or anyone can enter their information, and that email will be mailed to your MLA, the Premier, and the Minister of Education. That way, again, making sure that our voices are heard and getting as many numbers as possible of people to contribute to our campaign.
Once again, that was our conversation with Debbie Herrera Lira, the chairperson for the BC Federation of Students, talking about their recent advocacy campaign, Cut Suck, which is calling on the provincial government of BC to restore the public funding of post-secondary institutions to at least 75% of operating budgets. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.